Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psyche Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psyche Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628, and when you get through, remember to press number 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air, and we do take the calls in the order that they come in. So make sure you get in there and hold your spot, 714-816-4628, and press 1. If you're Skyping in, open the Skype app, open the dial pad and push 1. And you can join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. That's right. And it's Psychic Saturday, so as always, today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Association for Professional Tarot Readers since 2004. And you can visit us on the website at psychetalk.net/tarot. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host here. She is a certified tarot master, an angelic healing practitioner, crystal Reiki master, and she's also vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild and a producer here on Psyche Talk Radio. Here she is live from Amarillo, Texas. It's Mary Brown. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dex. Hi, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Yay. It's Psychic Saturday Woo-hoo. Again. We love our Saturdays. It's just where you can, you know, we kind of kick back. We've gone through the week with all the shows because, you know, we're on 7 days a week, folks, and Mary and I just let our hair down and just relax, and we have a fun show. It's open lines all the time, and we do mini readings, and you can ask questions about anything you want, too. We'd love to chat with you about some of this stuff, right, Mary, like angels, tarot, numerology, crystals, psychic development.
Even unicorns and fairies.
Oh, I forgot unicorns and fairies.
Can't forget the unicorns and the fairies. I'm ready to talk unicorns and fairies anytime somebody wants to, which, oddly enough, isn't that often.
Not that often. Dragons, oh my God. So I was born in the year of the dragon, and we used to have a host on the network way back, and she was into dragons, and I thought that was so cool because I'm into dragons, too. You know, I was born in the year of the dragon. My first tarot deck, very first one, was the Dragon Tarot.
Oh, yeah. I have that deck. Yeah, you know, dragons, too. It feels like, I don't know why, but it just feels like in the last couple of years, like, dragons are having, like, a renaissance or something. I've noticed a lot of people into dragons.
And they're
they
in a lot of different
away.
Shows, too. No, they don't.
Yeah.
They cycle back and everything, you know. Oh, wow. So you can also call in for a mini reading, 714-816-4628. I see people jumping in there. I haven't checked the chat room. Little Fairy's in there, and of course, me and Mary. Not too many people in the chat room, though. So if you're listening live and you're not sure if you want to dial in, you can always pop into the chat room, psychetalk.net/live, and make a comment, ask a question, or even ask for a mini reading right there in the chat room. Check that later, Mary. I think Little Fairy might be asking something in there.
Oh, I was just in the chat room, and then I hit the wrong button. And now okay, now I'm back. Okay, cool. Okay,
so just
got it.
Just briefly before we go to the caller lines, I wanted to mention my sale is ending literally tomorrow night at midnight. I've been running a sale all month because the month of June is my birthday month. Birthday was the 16th, halfway through. And then it's Pride Month, coincidentally. All month is Pride Month. I love that. You know, I love that my birthday month is Pride Month. It's so apropos. And I was like, I wanted to do something special. So I put my readings on sale for 66% off. My course, Tarot by the Numbers, if you want to learn numerology and tarot. If you're a professional reader, I put certification and Tarot Guild membership on sale as well. And, I mean, you could book a reading with me for $27 instead of $97. So go over and check that out.
It's
PsychicTalk.net/pride. Yeah, let me bring it up. Hold on one second here. I'm going to bring up the Pride page. So it's PsychicTalk.net/pride. And I'm looking at the counter here. 1 day, 12 hours, 54 minutes left, folks. So get in on that. I got a counter going for you. So when you go over to the page, you'll see the counter. 1 day, 12 hours, 53 minutes. Jump on that and, you know, book a session. You can book a numerology report with me for 27. You can book both for 47. A lot of people are opting for that, Mary. Actually, I had a flurry of like four of them come in at once. And then another one, one of them added another report so I could do an analysis of her and her husband. And so I had to do like five numerology reports in 1 day and then schedule four readings. It was just crazy last weekend. So I would love to chat with you.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah, a lot of numbers, a lot of numbers. Go over to PsychicTalk.net/pride and book your sessions and enroll in the course and, you know, get all these, you know, take advantage of this while it's on sale because it's literally going away tomorrow at midnight. And I wanted to mention the card of the day. I got the moon card. Did you draw cards for the day?
I did. I drew. You know, it's so funny. You got the moon card. I got the sun card in one of my decks.
Go.
And then I also thought, and it's interesting, you know, it's like I drew this card first. That's why I drew a second card because I'm like, man, what's that about? Because it seemed like a specific message to maybe somebody who's listening to us today. And it was the Angel of Grief came up. And it talks about being able to, like, acknowledge loss, be grateful for what we've had, and also claim our life back. So if there's anybody who's been dealing with grief, the loss of a loved one, it could even be a pet, you know, for a period of time now, and they're starting to feel like, you know, it may be time to start moving on from this feeling a little bit, to know that it's okay, that if it feels like it's time, it is time, okay? And that's mm-hmm. that Angel of Grief card, but the sun card, go ahead.
I just wanted to mention you had said in the green room that your cards reduced to 8, the number of abundance in numerology. And the month and the day add up to 8 today.
Isn't that wild? That is so wild mm-hmm. to me. Because, the both the Angel of Grief and the Sun card in a different deck, the Mystical Shaman deck, both the numbers on them, one's card number 53, the other one's card 17, they both reduced down to an 8. And I thought about that. In the sense of, like, in a way, the idea of grief and then the idea of the sun, you know, it's like when we let the light back in. It's like two sides of the same coin almost. Kind of like the sun and the moon card that you drew.
Right. Well, I was going to say the moon card, you know, kind of represents that where literally you're in the dark and you need to have the light shine. And the other thing I wanted to mention about the moon card is that it's connected with dreams. So pay attention to your dreams, program your dreams to get information. And it's also psychic and intuitive awakening. And that's really interesting because it lines up with the date reduces to 29. 2 plus 9 is 11. So it's master number 11, the master illuminator number, and that reduces to 2, cooperation and relationships. And also the day is the 29th, and that reduces to the master illuminator number 11/20/2. And so, you know, there you go where the whole month, actually, all the days, the date and the day, have reduced to the same number, which rarely ever happens. And it's kind of like a doubling of the energy. And with it being the master illuminator number, that fits in perfect with what we're talking about. You know, you need to get some illumination today. And if you're calling into the show, that's exactly what you're doing. So we can go over to the caller lines when you're ready, Mary. What do you think?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Boy, there's a bunch of people on there. That's great. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 256. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kimberly. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. I would just like a general reading.
Okay. Any specific area of life that you wanted a general reading on? Career, love life?
Career.
Okay. Dax, do you want to go first? Should I go first? What should we do?
You go first.
Oh,
I'm
I am.
pondering.
You're
I'm looking at the
pondering?
cards.
Okay. He's pondering. I'm shuffling. And the first thing that comes up is on your career, Kimberly. Whoops. Well, okay. So, look, this is what comes up. We get the strength card as the first thing that comes up first with the star card, ten of pentacles, six of pentacles, all great stuff. But then this four of cups comes up here. So what is it that, you feel like, one, it feels like we may be overlooking something, or that something's like sort of right in front of us, but we're not quite seeing it. And with the six of Pentacles overlooking everything else, I feel like, is something being offered to you? Is there maybe an avenue that you could, go down with your career that you're kind of like, I'm not interested. I'm not going to go that direction. Something that, it's available to you, but you're not, maybe you're a little apathetic about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've always wanted to be in the healing field, and but I love children, so I teach children, and I've been teaching for about 16 years, science, biology, but I've been given the opportunity to go into leadership, and even though it's appealing to me, and maybe I should be going that way, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if my heart is in it. I know I can do it, and maybe I should be doing it, but I don't know if my heart is in it.
Interesting. Well, when the four of cups comes up like that, usually what I think is it's about like really kind of getting practical, right? It's saying that, like, okay, it's like, let's put everything aside for a while and maybe, even write it down on paper. Like, what are the pros and cons of this? How do I feel if I imagine myself in that role, in that job, taking the
Right.
opportunity? Do I feel like I'm missing something, or do I feel excited about it? So I think, you're going to have to really kind of, take a little bit of time and try to be objective and just, spend some time with the concept of it. Dax, what are you getting?
I'm glad I let you go first there, Mary, because as soon as you started talking, it made perfect sense what I was getting finally, because I'm like looking at the cards and I'm like, not 100% sure here. And then you mentioned the Four of Cups, and I looked down, and sure enough, I've got the Four of Cups in my spread too. So
Aha.
a lot of what I'm getting is confirming exactly what you got for Kimberly. So I got, you were talking about the Six of Pentacles. I got the Five of Pentacles. And, one of the attributes of the Five of Pentacles is a time to reevaluate worth and a need to invest in something new. So it's kind of hinting in that direction. The Knight of Swords shows up as the central focus card. And I think that that's pointing to the fact that Kimberly should be in the leadership role, especially because next to it is the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman. You need to really take more control of your career. And then
things at the end, the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles, it's, you know, slow, methodical progress, but it's very practical and successful ultimately is the general outlook of the Knight of Coins being industrious and dependable and sensible and hard work and conviction. You got to get that conviction, Kimberly. So basically, I'm just confirming everything that that you got there, Mary. Does that help out?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
awesome.
Good.
It does.
Well, thanks for
calling
in. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much. Enjoy yours as well. Thank you again. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I love the synchronicities. I you know, as soon as you said, well, you know, right away I get the Four of Cups, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. Because that's what I, you know.
It happens a lot on this show.
Yeah. We either get the same cards, or sometimes we get different cards, but ultimately they have the same meaning, which is fascinating as well. Yeah. And that kind of brings up something that I woke up with this morning that, it was like the universe was saying, you need to talk about this on the show for some reason. I don't know why, but I need to talk about it according to the universe. Because I woke up thinking about how a lot of people, you know, sometimes I'll be doing a reading on air or something, and I'll be talking about some of the cards, and I'll get email from people. It's like, you know, the Two of Wands does not mean that. And I'm like, oh, really? It has a specific meaning. You know, there's a spectrum of meaning to the cards. Each card doesn't mean a specific thing. It can mean many things. And then also, remember, we're doing a combination of cards in a spread. And a lot of newer tarot readers haven't developed the skill yet of putting the cards together in combination, making stories, making things connect. You know, they'll have five cards laid out, and they'll just read each individual card and never connect the dots at all.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was trying to think of an example of this, and I am notoriously bad at analogies. But, okay, what I came up with is this for an analogy. So either, you know, you're about to plan a gathering. You're going to plan a celebration. Maybe it's a reunion or something like that. So you're going to plan it out, you know, or your client needs to plan it out and comes to you, and you pull a card and you get the Hermit card. So just from the Hermit card alone, I could look at that and I could see the lantern and I could get, oh, you're supposed to hang paper Chinese lanterns as your theme. Or I could get another meaning from the card. A typical meaning is wise counsel. Oh, you could have a bunch of tarot readers there at the reunion reading for everybody. Another thing I could say from the card is, you know, he looks like he's on the top of the Alps there. You know, it's like, okay, so you plan the reunion at a ski resort on the top of a mountain. Yeah. So, you know, there's a gazillion different things that you could get out of just that one card, let alone if you had several cards out there. What do you think, Mary?
Well, yeah, and you know that tarot presentation I did a couple weeks ago, I, you know, someone had asked, you know, a similar question of like, you know, why is one reading, you know, different, you know, from another, even if it's the same cards that come up. And, you know, for me, I always start with the question. Usually the question's different, you know, and that's what you're asking the cards to do. You're asking them to answer the question. So, you know, you have to allow for them to speak specifically to that. But I used the Fool card for an example. You know, I pulled it out of the deck and I said, look, you know, one person could, this could come up and one person could look at it and say, oh, you know, it's time to take that leap of faith. There's that feeling of absolute freedom, you know, he has his arms stretched out, he's ready to, looks like he's ready to fly in some decks, right? And then somebody else could look at the bottom of that card and say, uh-oh, he's going to fall off a cliff. You need to be careful. You're being reckless. Look out. There's a dog going to bite you. And then for somebody else, the dog could be cheering them on, like barking excitedly and be, you know, for a new adventure. So it really is like you've got to, it's kind of like with a lot of things, I think you got to kind of be in the moment. You got to be in the moment of the reading. And whereas it may be helpful to get a sense, you know, it may be helpful to, I think, you know, didn't we all go through a phase where we were, you know, sort of memorizing, you know, key words for each card just to get like a, you know, a little inkling of what it was. But to me, it's like better to forget about the keywords and just, you know, really look at the imagery, you know, if you're using an illustrated deck, you know.
There was a book, I can't remember, I think she might say it in the, oh dear, God, we're going back like 15 years. It might have been the 2-hour tarot tutor. Remember that book, 2-hour tarot tutor, by Wilma Carroll. And I think that says in there, yeah, one of the things she says in there. In fact, the title, 2-hour tarot tutor, the fast revolutionary method for learning to read tarot cards in 2 hours without memorizing meanings. Yeah, we had her on. Tarot Today, like back in 2010 or 2011, and interviewed her about the book. And she always says, say what you see.
Yeah.
So it's more about like actually looking at the card, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking. You know, there's no hard, fast rules. And the other thing is that I wanted to mention is that it's such a spectrum. There's a spectrum between.
Oh yeah.
You have a central theme, and with that theme, it's like a coin, and there's the one side of the coin and the other side of the coin. Okay, and so there's a spectrum of meaning, going from, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, like the positive over here to the negative over there, and all the shades of gray in between. And actually, that's why I don't use reversals, because every single card already
has that spectrum
of meaning. Yeah, I don't need to do reversals. I don't have to have a reversal come up. Just from the question and then the surrounding cards, I'll know where on the spectrum that meaning of that particular card is coming from.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how is it? And I use the elements. You know, I don't do reversals either, but I do use the elements.
I use the numbers on the card, and I use the elements as well. I do a lot of that as well. Yeah. So before we go back to the phone lines, just real quickly, we've got a couple of questions in the chat. Can we just pull some cards real quick for Little Fairy and Pondering Civilian, then we'll go back to the phone line. So everybody that's in the queue, hang in there. We're coming back. Next is area code 480, then 832, then 773. So hold your spot, because we take the calls in the order that they come in. And if you hang up and call back, you're going to get pushed to the bottom of the list. So I'm looking in here, and Pondering wants to see just the simple, you know, do you see me getting a new job soon? So let's just pull some cards, see what comes up for that. I'm going to pull some cards here. Job coming soon. Let me see. You know, there's a lot of people showing up here. I don't know if these are decision makers, maybe, that you're doing interviews with. There's a lot of people showing up in this. And the strength card shows up. And that is card 8, like we were talking about before, Mary. And it's the card of abundance. You will be able to get that job, to get a job eventually, you know. And the 7 of Wands is talking about how, you know, you're poised for victory. You have the high ground. You need to step more into your personal power, take a stand, overcome obstacles. There's a lot of competition out there, okay. And there's a similar meaning of resilience between the 7 of Wands and the Strength card. strength card is that, you know, love conquers all, inner strength, courage, conviction, self-control, discipline, you know. And so it's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little while. I'm not getting something happening really fast at all. In fact, the Three of Swords shows up. And one of the traditional meanings of the Three of Swords, Mary, you'll remember this, the love triangle, you know? And it's it's also a card of pain and grief and cathartic grieving and sorrow. You know, so it's going to take a while. There's going to be some negative aspects to this. Also, you know, it's obviously not a love triangle when you're talking about a career reading, but the career interpretation of that is like you may end up even having multiple job offers come in, and then it's a different kind of problem where you have to like decide which is the best for you. But there's also kind of a hint, especially with all these, I'm getting all these court cards, you know, I think they're, a lot of them are talking about different decision makers when you're going for interviews and things like that. And ultimately, I think that the way out of this is, you know, because you have the Three of Swords, that's ideas and thoughts. The idea is to get rid of a couple of those swords and just focus on one. You know, don't go for the scattergun approach where you're throwing everything at the wall hoping something will stick. You know, narrow in and really focus on getting a particular job because that's how the universe works. You'll be able to attract that in. What about you, Mary? What are you getting?
Interestingly enough, I do think that it's going to happen before the end of summer. Let's put it that way. I don't think it's going to happen right away. You know, we have the Seven of Pentacles that talks about, like, managing our expectations, you know. And, you know, it's also a card saying that, like, you know, there's going to be some patience required. And, you know, we may, you know, kind of get the feeling at some point, like, my God, is it ever going to happen? but I end with the Page of Cups, which to me gives me a sense that, you know, it is going to happen before the end of summer here. We have the Hermit card before. Three of Pentacles overlooking everything else. So there may be an aspect to this that does have to do with teamwork. You know, it could be a job where we're part of a team. But what's really interesting to me is the central card is the Six of Cups. So this job may be coming to you by way of, you know, an acquaintance you already know. It's a card sometimes that points us towards the past and past relationships. So it may have to do, could have to do with children too, with the Six of Cups. But I feel like, you know, it's saying that like it's either maybe there's some connection to the past with this, either like maybe a friend of yours, you know, lets you know about an opportunity. But I do feel like there's some connection to the past. Could be something you've done before. And with these cups cards, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a artistic element to what we're doing. So that could be some sort of, you know, involved in like design or something, some creative artistic kind of aspect to it. But yeah, I think that it's going to be a little while, but I think it'll happen before the end of summer.
Awesome. Awesome. And real quickly, before we go back to the phone lines, Little Fairy is finally getting into her new job on Monday.
Yay.
And she wants, yeah, finally. And so she wants a message on that. Basically, yeah, the initials, okay, a new job at the company initials PIL. That's interesting. Her new company is called Pill. And any messages at all that come through, any messages that you get. You want to go first this time?
Yeah, let me ask for some angelic message here. The angels of light. Okay.
Hopefully
all
something
right,
good.
Little fairy. Right. Well, it is something good, actually. The card number is 8, which is hilarious.
Again,
with all these dates we've had coming up.
I love it.
And this is actually, it's a card, it's the Angel of New Love. So she's talking about a new job. And it's saying that, you know, allow yourself to be open to it, you know. This is going to be, you know, new conditions, some adjustments that are going to have to be made and all of those things. But if you go into it with an open heart and come from a place of, like, you know, being receptive, being accepting, learning, you know, the ropes a bit, I think that it could go quite well for her.
Oh, my God. That is just – that's
– what did you get? What happened?
The synchronicities just amaze me because, you know, what you're getting is in perfect alignment with what I'm getting. So the page of coins, and he's there examining the pentacle, you know, it's going into this. It's exactly saying the same thing that you just said, that little fairy needs to go into this new opportunity and really soak up the information and really learn and be diligent and studious. And the Knight of Cups comes in suggesting that this is going to be a much, much better situation than all the problems you were having with that last job. It's going to be a more emotionally satisfying job. Okay. A couple of warnings up here. It's talking about how to interpret this. So basically it's following your passions. I'm getting all these wands cards, like the Knight of Wands, the King of Wands, you know, which is also likely other people, like a supervisor, a coworker, you know, but it has, you know, tarot is always multi-layered, and which goes back to our conversation about there not just being one meaning for each card, that not only is there not one meaning, but in a particular spread, it could be talking about three or four different things on different levels. So it's talking about, as you enter this new job, to really stick to your guns, follow your passion. And also, there's a warning about fear is the central focus. Okay, stay away from, okay, another meaning here is jealousy of colleagues. Okay, so stay away from office politics. Don't get sucked into, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, fear is the acronym, right? False evidence appearing real. Yeah. So you got to let go of any inhibitions, anything that don't be bound to pre. Here's another one: don't be bound to your pre-existing like expectations.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Don't have these expectations.
Preconceived notions.
Yes. And fear, you know, don't let the fear seep in, you know, because all of fear is where we're anticipating something that could potentially happen in the future, which 98% of the time never happens. And so what you really don't want to do is you don't want to draw in, you know, bring with you any of the baggage from that last relationship, because it'll set up a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're still thinking about those things and in the back of your mind, maybe thinking it's like, oh God, I hope this, you know, this thing and that relationship with coworkers that happened in this past job doesn't happen here, because what are you doing? You're putting your attention on that. You're going to draw it in.
Yeah.
So that's
absolutely.
That's the message I'm getting for Little Fairy, and it's really in alignment with what you were saying too, Mary.
Awesome. I hope that helps, Little Fairy. Good luck with your new job.
Yeah, I'm very excited for her, and we're going to go back to the phone lines. It is the bottom of the hour, so this is a great time for everybody to call in because we have the rest of the show to do, 714-816-4628. Remember to press number one on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. And just like Little Fairy and Pondering did, you can go over to psychictalk.net/live and join us in the chat room below the player. Scroll down, and you can ask for ask for mini reading, ask questions right there in the chat as well. Before we go to the phone lines, I want to mention that tomorrow I'm going to be on at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, with the fabulous Cooch Daniels, certified tarot master, famous tarot author, and she's doing another episode of her Cooch's Cosmic Cafe tomorrow, Mary.
Awesome.
I am excited about that. And, you know, last Sunday we had her first Tarot d'Amour at 10 p.m., 1 a.m. Eastern. And
oh, wow.
It was a hit. We had a ton of callers.
Yay.
Can you believe that?
Oh,
late
that's
at night?
So cool. Yeah, I can believe that.
Time.
I love late night radio.
Yep. And we were, it was our first late night show, I think, ever on any of the networks. You know, we did some evening ones, but never that late. And it was a hit. It was great. And so that's going to be the fourth Sunday of every month at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. And if you're in the UK, 6 a.m., you can wake up and join us. Tarot d'Amour, which is also the title of one of her first books. She literally wrote the book on tarot and love. So if you're, you know, romantically challenged or need some little bit of advice or the lovelorn, you know, call us on that show. It's a lot of fun. And now we're going into July already. Go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming to check out all these upcoming shows. Oh, by the way, Janice was supposed to do her live show. She does once a month, the first Monday of the month, kind of like how the first Saturday of the month you do Mystical Musings. She pre-records her shows on Mondays, except for the first one. And that's the one where you can call in, get live guidance, and also you listen to the other shows from, you know, the previous month, and then write down questions, and you can ask her questions when you call in. But unfortunately, she forgot. Gosh, what's going on? Ah, I can't think of what it was now, but like her daughter's graduating, or I don't know. So, you know, one of those kind of events, there's some kind of life event happening that she has to attend. So we're going to move her live show from Monday, July 1st to, I'm trying to look at my calendar here. Oh my God. To the 8th. And we're going to do a pre-recorded show this coming Monday on the 1st. And let me see. It's going to be, how does connecting to the soul bring out your spiritual gifts? It's going to be a pre-recorded show this Monday. And then on Monday the 8th, Janice will be doing her live show. It's her daughter's prom. It's her daughter's prom, and she's got to set everything up for that and travel out there and all this kind of stuff, you know. So, yeah. And then right after that show, the pre-recorded one this Monday, July 1st, Catherine is starting a new series of shows, Empowering You, on her Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance show. On Tuesday, Rose Fullhorst, I'm going to join her as a guest co-host, and we're going to be talking on Tuesday about how can you use the vibrations of numbers in your life on the Power of Three show. Mm-hmm. And then I will be back on July 3rd, too, with Charlotte, and we have guest co-host Sharona Rapsik from the Angelic Realm Show. The Angelic Realm Show is on hiatus all summer, and actually Sharona's working on starting a brand new show in fall. Meanwhile, she's traveling around making appearances on some of our other shows. She's going to be on a lot of Wednesday shows, including this Wednesday, the 3rd. She's going to be on our show, Mary, the 20th, when we talk about prescription for readers coming up.
Yes. That's going to be exciting. All kinds of great tips to keep the reader in good shape, to give good readings. I'm excited about that. And, you know, we also, you know, we're taking submissions right now. If you're a reader and you have a tip that you absolutely stand by that helps you prepare for readings or helps you during the reading or come down from the reading afterwards, we'd love to hear it. You can email that to me at mary@psychictalk.net or to dax@psychictalk.net, and we'll include it in an article on the website and also mention it on the show. So it's easy promotion, people. Just share your tips.
Share your reading tips. Yeah, I mean, you know, in between readings, how do you maintain your energy levels? Do you eat a certain way? Do you change the way you eat right before a reading? Like, some people eat lighter and some people swear by you got to eat vegetarian, and others say no, it's all about drinking the water. You know, there's all these really cool tips. So if you have tips about, you know, what do you do before reading, way before, what do you do right before the reading to prepare, what do you do during the reading to maintain focus, to maintain your energy level, and after a reading, you know, how do you discard any connections, unwanted, you know, attachments, all these different things. You know, people have lots of great ideas, so, you know, email those in so we can talk about them on the 20th. And I know Sharona's going to be on the show. She's going to talk about, you know, using Reiki, which is powerful, and I know you do Reiki as well, so it's going to be really great tips on using energy healing, energy techniques, you know, to maintain focus and health in general, and all these things for our professional readers out there. And then you're going to be back on Saturday, July 6th. It's the Mystical Musings Show. You're talking about inner strength, Mary?
Yes, yes. You know what I do every once in a while too, when I'm thinking about, you know, the monthly show of Mystical Musings, you know, what I do is I actually, you know, kind of have a conversation with my guardian angel, like, you know, what should I talk about in July? And the answer was inner strength. And just that for some reason, we're living in a time right now where, you know, people are more and more needing to tap into their own resource of inner strength, and a lot of people aren't aware of it. A lot of people, you know, are constantly like giving their power away, or they're farming it out rather than, you know, tapping into their own strength. They're trying to pull it from other places. So I'm excited to talk about that.
Awesome. Next Saturday, folks, and you can look at all these upcoming shows, get all the details. Just go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming. I do kind of the same thing. In fact, I mean, literally, that's what happened this morning. So last night, and the way I do it is I program my dreams. So last night, I didn't actually program it on purpose. That's why it was kind of a surprise in the morning. Usually I do it on purpose, but this was accidental, where the last thing you're thinking about, so I'm laying my head down, about to drift off. Oh, I got the radio show tomorrow with Mary, the open line show. I wonder what we can talk about. And I fall asleep. I wake up in the morning, and it pops in my head. Oh, you need to talk about how cards don't have one meaning, and they have a spectrum of meaning, and how it depends on the reader, and different readers have their specific ideas about cards, and it's all about developing a language in your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
Of, you know, that's something we didn't mention, was you had a great example of how a card, you know, specifically meant something. Oh, I remember. It was about the one of the queen cards. When that comes up, always means a gay man to that one person.
Yes.
And it is Pride Month, so what is the card?
Yeah. Well, it was the Queen of Wands, and the question, and you know, in the way that I read my style of reading, I always start with the question. I think I learned that a long time ago from, I think, Robert Pace's book, but, you know, it was just like, the question was, you know, about somebody really important in her life, and that she was getting involved with this man. And it's like, the question she asked was like, well, how does he really see me? And the first card that came up was the Queen of Wands. And so I'm starting the reading, you know, I'm telling her what the cards are. I'm like, well, the Queen of Wands, you know, and I start to you know, I can't even have a chance to go in. And it's like, well, the Queen of Wands is a gay man. He sees me as a gay. Like, she went off the rails, you know. You know, but we got her back. I'm like, I don't think this is saying he sees you as a gay man. I think that it's those attributes of the Queen of Wands. That passion, you know, that excitement. You know, but it was just so funny to me. And she's like, no, it always means a gay man. And I'm like,
it always means a gay man.
Like, how we even come up with, like, some of the meanings we have with cards, like, it's always going to be this, is kind of wild.
Well,
you know, so at some point there must have been an experience where it came out that way for her.
Somehow she got that in her head, which is perfectly fine because that's what you want to do. You want to develop a language. You're developing a language. You're, you know, like individual words in a language. You're developing a language of symbols, you know, what they mean to you. It doesn't, you know, for me, it doesn't matter that it means a gay man to her. To me, it always means a very independent woman, passionate, following her passion. You know, in the traditional Waite Smith deck, there's that little black cat, you know, and at the bottom, at her feet.
Yeah.
And cats, especially black cats for some reason, are always thought of as, you know, they're very independent. And so I don't look at that card and see gay man, but because because it means that for her, that's perfectly fine, you know. And it doesn't always have to mean the same thing every time. Like, I get the queen – when I get the Queen of Pentacles, to me, that's the mom card. When I get that card, I think of mom for multiple reasons. One reason is she's holding the pentacle like a baby in her arms, you know, and it's a card of nurturing. And just visually, she looks like my mom did, like, in her 20s and 30s.
Oh, wow.
So I identify with it being the mom card. For somebody else, it's completely different. It means something completely different, you know. Anyway, so back to the phone lines here. We've got a lot of time left here, although we are creeping up towards the end of the show, but let's see how many calls we can squeeze in. We're going to go to...
Okay.
Great discussion, too, by the way. We're going to go to area code 480. Caller, what's your name? What are you calling?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha. I'm from Arizona.
You're in my neck of the woods.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, do you see me moving soon? Or do you see me staying here, getting a job and actually staying here?
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, so one aspect of this is, what do you want to do? Do you want to move? Do you want to stay?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, well, it's interesting. The wish come true card comes up. But that could mean either. It just means your wish is coming true. Well, what is your wish? Do you want to stay where you are? Or do you want to move?
That's where I'm at. I don't know. But either way, I think I'll pan out.
Yeah. I got to tell you that I'm getting a lot of cards talking about travel and movement. So, you know, it's really leaning towards travel and moving. And, you know, not necessarily just, you know, literally moving your home somewhere to another city, another state, whatever, but just you moving. In other words, traveling around. I mean, I see foreign travel a lot too, and travel around water.
I'm trying. I would love to. I'm trying, but I still need money to do that. Or I'm trying to find a way to stay at home and make this money, or be able to make money while traveling overseas.
Right.
But I don't know what people do, and I don't know how to get into those industries that allow people to make that money while traveling. I have no idea. But yeah.
Well, you have to think. You have to think outside the box. I mean, a lot of people, as an example, the way they travel is that they do work on the cruise ship and make money while at the same time they're on a cruise ship and they get to go to all these fabulous destinations, you know, or they're the entertainment on the cruise ship, you know, they're the band or they do a hypnosis show, you know, on the cruise ship,
right.
Or they do some kind of presentation on, you know, so you have to kind of think outside the box. I'm not saying do the cruise ship. I'm just saying there's an example of how people make money while traveling. Let's see what Mary's coming up with. Mary, anything good there for Keisha?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the first card that I got is the Knight of Wands. You know, so we definitely have movement indicated with our knights. You know, knights are always moving.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the thing with the Knight of Wands is that, like, you know, he hasn't really committed to a course of action. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I'm still in limbo. Yeah.
Right. So we're still a little bit in limbo. I get the Ten of Wands after that. You know, but on the one hand, it's interesting because it can have to do with moving things from place to place, almost like, you know, if we're doing a big move like that. But also, it talks about a lot of things that need to kind of fall into place first. A lot of things that need to get done, and part of that. We have the Hierophant overlooking everything else. So we may be talking about, like, maybe learning a new skill set or maybe taking a course, enrolling in something that is going to make you qualified to get one of those jobs, you know? So that might be something to look into. The other thing that comes up is the High Priestess in the end. So it's really saying, like, really pay attention to your intuition. Really take the time to, like, you know, get quiet so you can hear that inner voice. And then the last card that comes up seems to have not a lot to do with all the other cards. And it's underlying everything else. So when it's in that position at the bottom of the spread, I kind of feel like sometimes it's about the thing that we're either repressing or we're, like, you know, we're kind of, it's lower down on our priority list, but it's the Two of Cups. So in some way, you know, is there a factor in all of this idea of moving and traveling and all of that that involves romance? You know, does it involve a relationship?
No, but like you said, I'm repressing it at this time, or I'm trying to, I've downgraded it. Because right now, there's nobody that I really want to be involved with, even though I really want to find somebody, but I have to take care of myself first. So,
So it's
not that I want to make
list.
It a part of my, it's just I had to downgrade it or trying to get rid of it altogether and just concentrate on me first.
Yeah, that's okay. I would say, you know, it's not gone altogether because it's showing up here in the spread, but it's like at the bottom of it. So, you know, what that says to me is that, like, you know, that may just pop up in your life in the process of all of this, you know. You may, you know, that could happen when you make the move. And once you finally, you know, have all those things in place that we saw in the Ten of Wands, you know, it's almost like it's a. Then maybe there's room for it, you know?
Maybe. Okay. All right.
Thanks for the call, Keisha.
Thank you for having me. You guys have a blessed day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
fun.
You
too.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there. And we're going to quickly try to get a few more in here. We're going to go over to 773. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Anna, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
I'm just, a general reading would be great. I know you, maybe a job or career.
General reading on job or career. Whose turn? Is it my turn? Is it your turn? I think it's my turn to go first.
I think so. I'm
Let's
not.
See.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay, let me just shuffle here. Okay, so just general on job career. area. Well, whoa, wow. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of stuff going on here. Getting a couple nines here, and I have to say, to me, it's like the two nines out of the minor arcana that are almost like opposite. The Nine of Swords underlying everything, and the Nine of Cups right at the center. Nine of Cups are wish card, what we want that sense of emotional fulfillment, right? And the Nine of Swords underneath it is when we have a lot of anxiety, a lot of worries, a lot of fears about it. So it's like being afraid to want what we want, which is an odd thing to say. I know that's an odd thing to say. But let me just go above that, and that's where we have the Ace of Wands. So aces so often are about opportunities, okay, for like a new phase, a new opportunity in your job career area, and it's like, it's so funny how intense the emotions seem to be around this. And there seems to be a fear of kind of everything that we've built up so far, kind of like falling apart if we take that, you know, if we step out and we try something new. So the High Priestess is the other card that comes up here. And it comes up in the past position, and it's saying that, like, you know, your intuition is still a great guide for you. It's time to, like, give it a chance to really have a conversation with your intuition, with your higher self, you know, about this. So if this opportunity hasn't presented itself yet, I think that it will, and I think that there's a lot of excitement and a lot of fear and I'm getting this real big buzzy feeling, like I'm nervous now. But see what Dax is getting.
Oh, you mentioned about the emotional fulfillment, and I got the Page of Cups, and that's the first thing I thought of, you know, something that's more emotionally fulfilling is like where you should be headed to. And I definitely feel the change. So the central focus card is the Six of Swords. And that's a card of movement, travel, smooth sailing. In general, you're moving from difficulties or dangers, moving from choppy water to smooth water, and you're moving slowly towards your goal. But it's also a card of transition. And I just feel like, you know, you should be transitioning. And there's other cards that are talking about reevaluation, a need to invest in something new. And then there's, let's see, the Seven of Pentacles, another card about assessment, harvesting, patience, but also review. All these cards are coming up about you need to reevaluate your career and possibly move in a different direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds consistently scary and wonderful.
There you go.
Scary
That's
wonderful.
Me and Mary. That's me and Mary. We're scary and wonderful.
I'm scary. She's wonderful.
Oh, you're cracking me up. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Anna.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Enjoy your weekend. And I want to remind everybody, if you know, if we don't get to your call today, because we're rapidly running out of time here, Mary, Cosmic Cafe is on tomorrow. I always get this tongue twisted. God, why did I tell Cooch? I was
the
one that told her.
Alliteration.
Yeah, I told her, Cooch, you should just call it Cooch's Cosmic Cafe and use K for Cosmic instead of C and K for Cafe instead of C. And she loved it. But now every time I try to say it on air, I get tongue twisted, you know. So what I was saying is, you know, write down the phone number, 714-816-4628. Write down the live page, psychictalk.net/live, or, you know, as I'm trying to transition into just saying, folks, go to psychictalk.net, click listen live at the top of any page. I'm trying to stop giving out all these URLs and just say, go to the website, right? So, you know, if we don't get to your call today, you can call in, and I'll probably end up being on there with Cooch, and, you know, we can talk to you on Sunday, and then there's shows all week long, and of course Mary will be back on Saturday. So there you go. And let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Oh, I keep forgetting to do this, but before we go to the call, just real quick, if you want to get a hold of Mary in between shows, just go over to her page. And if you go to psychictalk.net, all the hosts are on the front page. You just have to scroll down. And if you hover your cursor over our pictures, you're going to get a drop-down menu with a link to our page. And Mary's is very simple, psychictalk.net/Mary. And mine is psychictalk.net/Dax. And you can get a hold of us in between shows. You can book a private session with us. Go over and check that out. And remember my sale. There's only a little less than 2 days. There's like a day left on the Pride sale, psychictalk.net/Pride. Area code 914 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 914, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, hon?
My name is Maria. I'm calling from New York. I wanted to ask my question is, since Jerry going to work for my daughter?
Not quite understanding that, Maria.
I said to my daughter, she's going to work with the guy, the name is Jerry.
A guy named Jerry, did you say?
Yes.
Is it going to work out between your daughter and Jerry?
Yes,
right?
She's working with him, or what are we talking about here?
No, is the relationship going to work out, right?
Yeah, good job, a bad job.
Same job, Mary.
Oh, yeah, job. Oh, okay, getting a job with Jerry for your daughter.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 10 card, 10 card, 8 card. It looks really good from my end. 8 is the card of abundance, and you got yes, 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 and the Wheel of Fortune shows up, so fortune is going to turn in your daughter's favor. It looks really good. Mary?
Yes.
I'm getting a big yes on this for her. And it's just a yes-no question. I just use my pendulum. And,
pendulum, yeah.
So I got a yes for that working out. And then interestingly, it's so funny. I'm just sitting here and I have this little crystal ball, literally, right? And while she was talking, I was seeing an image in it. It's really interesting, and it shows this kind of young woman with dark hair, and she's standing there in front of a window, and she's holding a cup, and she's looking out the window at this tree, like, you know, she's, you know, in this office space. And just feeling like, okay, you know, I've got that cup of opportunity, you know. So I feel like both of those are good signs for this.
Awesome. It looks great, Maria. Hope that helped you out.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We got to move on because we're at the end of the show, and I want to squeeze in at least one more call here. Let's go to area code 347. Hello, caller. Are you there? Ooh, a lot of background noise. Okay, we're putting them back on hold. Yep, way too much background noise, folks. You know, if you call into a radio show, go into a quiet room away from the kids and the dog and the husband and everything like that, and close the door.
Yeah.
Let's go to area code 270. Caller, what's your name?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Joy from Kentucky.
Hey, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
See, Joy does, Joy Hello. Did it right. She's in, you know, nice, quiet, you know, background. What do you want to chat about?
I can actually
Joy?
Hear you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if I could get a mini reading.
Of course, that's what we're doing. So, if you called into a radio show to get a mini reading, there's got to be a burning mm-hmm. question. What's your burning question?
I have so many that I was really hoping for something general.
Something general, any specific area of life?
Friendship.
Friendship.
So,
oh.
Mary, I was going to say, what we could do on these shows in the future, because we're getting a lot of generals, which we don't normally get, you know. And I was thinking, you know what would be
yes.
cool is you could get out one of, like, your angel oracles and just give them a quick angel message when they want a general. Anyway, it's just a thought
yes.
that came.
No, you say that as I'm shuffling my angel deck. Isn't that funny?
Synchronicity.
Okay. So what's just a message for you today with your general reading?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she mentioned friendship,
yeah.
and I'm getting something about a friendship being hung up, and that ultimately you're going to get justice with that, that, you know, whatever it is going to get resolved. So I'll just throw that out there. I'm getting the Sun card at the end, too, so you can't get better than that. What do you get, Mary? What cool stuff
well,
you
it's
get?
Well, it's very interesting. I just pulled out the Angel of Alchemy, and it's talking about transformational healing, opening your mind up in a way that you're making wise and loving choices for yourself, okay? So what that means is that you can be very supportive to others in your friendship, right, and in your friendships, but as
mm-hmm.
long as they're doing the same for you as well, you know, this is about balance. This is about,
the two
you
ways
know,
three.
Having that, exactly, having that mixture, being able to, like, say, okay, you know, it's like we're not at odds with one another. If one person isn't always giving and the other person always taking, it's about honoring yourself when, you know, inside your friendships as well, you know, that's important, that sometimes we feel like, you know, being a good friend means that we do everything we can for somebody else. But when that gets out of balance, then, you know, we can start to feel drained by our friendships. So that's what comes up in the cards.
Awesome.
It definitely all resonates.
Nice.
Oh, great. Great.
Nice.
So,
well, I
you
hope,
know, just
hope
keep
that,
that in
out.
Mind. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there, Joy.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mary, I wonder if all her life she's gotten that, you know, where people go, enjoy the rest of your weekend and remember to have joy in your heart.
Yeah. Joy. That's such a great name.
Oh, yeah. It's like Doug's roommate, Royal, you know, and he was there at the post and he was introducing him to some new people. And I said, but be careful because, you know, he could be a royal pain in the ass. And Royal's like, Royal said, like, I've never heard that before for like 45 years. Yeah.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. He's also 6'9". You don't want to mess with him.
Right.
Anyway. Boy, this was a fun show, wasn't it?
Yes, I had a blast, and I loved talking to all of our callers today and seeing everybody mm-hmm. in the chat room and getting to take those questions too. So I hope everybody enjoyed it as well.
I like talking about that little mini topic that popped in my head this morning. Because, you know, I actually wish that I know a lot of the callers are budding tarot readers and or professional readers, and you know, or they're dabbling now and they're learning, you know, and I wish people would call in and ask questions like that. You know, does the death card always mean, you know, well, maybe not the cliche, but you know, it's like, you know, do cards have a fixed meaning, or how does that work, you know?
We should do that. Like, we should just have, like, you know, all the questions you wanted to ask about tarot, like, as a topic for one of our shows, you know, for an upcoming episode of Psychic Saturday.
Yeah. Things you've always wanted to know, like, do you have to be gifted your first deck? Or,
yes.
You know, does the death card always mean death? You know, we could do a whole show on that. The next open line show we got in July, we should do that. We got the prescription RX for readers coming up on the 20th, but we could do that show. I don't know. Wait, what's coming up here? You're doing Mystical Musings on the 6th. Maybe we'll do it on the 13th.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh, let's
make up a cute banner for it, you know, and get all your questions answered, you know. Oh, by the way, you know what's really funny? I always tell people, you know, don't worry about these myths, you know.
Yeah.
Just go out and buy your first tarot deck yourself. It's no big deal. But you know, the funny thing is, remember I mentioned that the Dragon Tarot was my first tarot deck, and it was gifted to me.
Ah.
For my birthday.
That's so funny.
You know, yeah, the person that gave it to me knew it was my birthday and that I was born in the year of the dragon. So he gifted me the Dragon Tarot, and this is way back. And then I went out and bought myself a Waitsmith deck.
Chiro deck, right? Oh, Waitsmith, and then
no,
you went
Chiro,
to Chiro.
Chiro came later. Chiro came years later when I had started the Tarot Guild, and Chiro was starting to come on the scene in the early to mid 2000s is when that happened.
Right.
Yeah, this was back farther than – this is in like in the 90s or the 80s or something. I can't – it's way back. Anyway, but I think that's kind of a funny, you know, thing that I got my first tarot deck gifted to me, but I'm telling people you don't have to have it gifted to you.
Yeah, and it's true, but, you know, you have to admit, it makes a great gift. Like, I remember, one of my first decks was the Mother Piece. I got gifted the Mother Piece tarot, you know. It was so funny because I was just reading tarot books at that time, and they're talking about reverse cards, and my cards were round. Like, how do I turn it upside down? It's round.
Exactly.
You know.
Oh,
that's probably why I don't use reversals because they started with round cards.
Right off the bat there. You know, I just got another idea for another mini topic for one of our open line shows, and that is just a whole conversation about Mary Brown's collection of decks.
Yes, I would love to do that. Oh my gosh, I would love to do that. I'm using the Pre-Raphaelite Tarot today, new deck from Los Garobio that is gorgeous. And the cardstock is amazing. The back design, breathtaking.
I rest my case, folks. There's the perfect example of what I'm talking about. You know, and it's funny because I'm a Gemini. I'm a Gemini. I'm supposed to, you know, like variety a lot, and I should be the one with like all these decks, and I'm using a different deck every day and all this. And I'm the 100% opposite of that. I want one great deck and that's it. And by the way, I've never found that great deck. I found ones that have come close.
Yeah.
I found ones that have come close, you know, a lot of Chiro's decks. In fact, his newest, traditional tarot, because I know he went off into Lernemann and stuff, but his last one, I can't remember what it was called, is really close to perfection. I'd also like to have, you know, I just want the Waitsmith deck. I want a modern version of it that's kind of, you know, crisper and fancier and smarter looking. And Los Garobio came out with Universal Tarot, which is a re-envisioning of those cards. And also the Llewellyn deck itself, I really love. The cards are almost square. But still, so many decks have come very close. And, you know, I'm part Welsh, so, you know, that deck is Welsh mythology.
The Llewellyn deck.
In the Llewellyn, yeah. So that's almost a perfect deck, and the images are done in watercolor, and it's just gorgeous, you know. And there's Chiro's decks, there's some Los Garbeo, there's a lot of great decks, some Schiffer things, but I've never, ever gotten the perfect deck yet. I'm still waiting. I might have to go and do it myself.
Yeah, and so I look at it as like, you know, just the quest is what I think is so terrific, you know, the quest for the perfect deck. And, you know, and I started collecting them because I didn't mean to. It started out with, like, thinking I needed a deck for different types of readings. Like, I wanted a really great deck for romantic questions, for love readings, because I do. But then what you find is that, you know, 90% of the questions you're asked are about relationships, you know. But I started out, I wanted the relationship deck, I wanted the career deck, you know, all these different areas of life that I was getting questions about. And then from there, it became like, now I want the deck that's like more intuitive, where it's more emotional, where it's more, and that, you know, turned out to be the Writerless Tarot, which is a deck I got on Etsy from the lady that created the Rabbit Tarot, and it's all horses. Like, no people in the cards. That's why she calls it the Riderless Tarot, because it's just the horses without the riders. Get it? Even though Riders is the name of the publisher, but still, the joke worked for me, and it's a beautiful horsey deck.
Yeah,
but yeah,
we should do a
show, because literally, I can't
do a whole show on
apparently.
That. Yeah. Well, it also fits into that show about, you know, the tarot myths. Like, you have to have a deck for every occasion. You have to have a spread for every question. No, you don't. It's a myth.
No.
And so there's another. But we're at the end of the show, so just gonna say goodbye.
Yeah, we got carried away.
Yeah, it was fun though.
Yes, it was. So, bye everybody.
Thanks.
Joining us.
Thanks for calling in and listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks, and Mary will be back next week.
I'll be back next week.